depend on. News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk leader. Listen online at WONDradio.com.
It's 2 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson.
It's going to be forever before we get back to normal. So we'll see.
Brian Hartman lives in hard-hit Panama City, Florida. In Hurricane Flatten, Mexico Beach, Florida, crews with backhoes and other heavy equipment scooping up splintered boards, broken glass, chunks of asphalt, and other debris that used to be homes and roads. The mayor says he's hoping that the 250 or so residents who may have tried to ride out the storm will turn up. And here's how you can die in a hurricane.
Since Michael tore through Virginia, causing deadly flash flooding, Virginia State Police had been searching for 62-year-old Ruby Allen. She was swept away by flood waters when her car became stranded on a bridge. Well, now police say a rescue team has found her body, officially bringing the death toll in Virginia to 6. 5 were drownings, the other a firefighter who was hit by a tractor trailer while responding to a storm-related crash. Nick Iannelli, ABC News.
Searchers have located the remains of a third person several days after raging floodwaters overtook a small city in West Texas in Junction. An uptick for President Trump in the latest ABC News Washington Post poll.
The poll indicating that President Trump's approval rating jumped 5 points to 41%, one of the highest of his presidency. Democrats, however, held an 11-point advantage in House races among registered voters. That Democratic advantage showing a wide gender gap. Women registered to vote support Democrats by nearly 60% to just under 40% for Republicans. White men are more evenly split, with 2% more preferring Mr. Trump and Republicans. Andy Field, ABC News.
President Trump considering a new immigration proposal. The Washington Post reporting that parents illegally crossing the southern border could stay in family detention with their child or allow children to be taken to a government shelter for other relatives or guardians to seek custody. Saudi Arabia denying any connection to the missing Washington Post columnist last seen at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. You're listening to ABC News.
Did you know that the IRS is getting more aggressive these days and they're using private agencies to track you down? Don't wait. If you owe more than $10,000, take advantage of the Fresh Start Initiative, a program in place that can help you now. You can save thousands and possibly have your taxes forgiven. Call the Tax Representation Helpline now about the Fresh Start program. If you qualify, it will stop the IRS collection agencies from coming after you within 24 hours. Get the break you deserve and call about the Fresh Start Initiative now. Call the Tax Representation Hotline now at 800-295-1046. Hurry, or it will just get worse. Let Tax Representation stop the IRS from targeting you within 24 hours. Call the hotline now at 800-295-1046. That's 800-295-1046. There is help for those of you who owe $10,000 or more, but it's important that you take action before these programs change. Call the special Tax Representation Hotline now at 800-295-1046. 800-295-1046.
On News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey traffic.
And this report is sponsored by NAPA. And we're still seeing a little bit of extra volume around the Smithville area. Of course, we've got the Irish Festival going on today. The Atlantic City Expressway, it's moving along fairly well. No major backups from the Egg Harbor tolls all the way into downtown AC. Maybe a little brake tap through the Pleasantville toll area. We've got a pretty good ride in the Black and White Horse Pikes as you're heading into the downtown Atlantic City area. And we do have the Garden State Parkway pretty much in the green. Bass River all the way down into the Cape May County shore towns. No real problems or delays there. Buy a Napa reusable bag today for just 99 cents and you'll get 20% off nearly anything that fits inside. From spark plugs to air fresheners to oil filters, all 20% off. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how. While supplies last, exclusions apply, minimum 3 items. I'm Donna Bradley on News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk leader.
News Talk 1400, WOND, South Jersey weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine the rest of our Sunday. Winds are light, temperatures seasonable, low 60s. Tonight not as cool as the past couple nights have been. Temperatures in the 50s overnight as clouds increase. Mostly cloudy on our Monday, a little milder up near 70. There will be some light rain late Monday, especially Monday night, lingers into early Tuesday. Most of the rest of the week, cool and dry, 55 to 65. In the Longport Media 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Dan Skelton.
If you're looking to eat healthy and live well in today's fast-paced world, this is the show for you. Nancy Adler Nutrition Live, here on News Talk 1400 WOND. Now, your host, Nancy Adler.
Good afternoon. Good Sunday. We are on. We're having fun already, and we just opened up the mic. Good Sunday afternoon, my healthy friends. I'm Nancy Adler, and welcome to another Sunday of Nancy Adler Nutrition Live. The live broadcast is being brought to you from the WOND Manco and Manco studio in Lynnwood, New Jersey. I just want to say one thing before we go any further. To my left is my very amazing husband, and happy 24 years today. I bring him everywhere with me on our anniversary. Otherwise, we just leave him home whenever. So.
Thanks for the applause.
That wasn't a very long-lived applause. That was the shortest applause.
We need 24 minutes of applause, right, Holly?
Yeah. One for each year married.
The best 24 years of my life. I wouldn't have done it any other way.
Oh, my goodness. So.
She's the best woman in the world. She's as beautiful outside as she is inside.
Wow, Muriel. What's up?
You know what? I'm very impressed because of the flowers that he brings you.
He does. He brings me flowers.
Every week. That's very impressive.
He does. He brings me the flowers every week, and he's been doing it for, oh, gosh, we've known each other for 30 years.
Yeah, and 1986. That's it.
Wow.
So, but, and one more celebration today. My dad, he turns 90 years old.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday. God bless.
Is he listening?
He's listening.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, he is. He is listening today. And, you know, your dad's the first man in your life. So he's here, and I'm grateful, and we're blessed that he is here.
I think half the people that are listening, he cut their hair.
That's right. My dad
was the famous barber in Ventnor.
The barber in Ventnor, yes. Yeah, Jackson Barbershop, Aunt Tony. And or Nino, they called him Nino for many years. So, but he's since retired, of course, at 90. Now he's just hanging out and relaxing and enjoying the family. So it's all good stuff. Hello, Holly. How are you this week? My producer, Holly. What's happening?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. And you're involved in some film, I hear.
Yep. I've been filming. I am part of the Temple University Philadelphia Neighborhoods broadcasting team, and I went to a taxidermy show last night, so that was fun.
Taxidermy show.
Yeah, yep, so that was always fun, always great.
to be young again. Well, that sounds good. You keep yourself busy, and school keeps you busy enough.
Yep, so I got to report for that, and got to meet a whole bunch of people. I got to see a lot of cool dead things, so
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for being with us today, certainly.
I love being here.
Certainly. Okay, so my husband's my guest host, as you can see. Franz is on live today, and right hand.
I'm really glad to be here, as usual, and these guests are some special people near and dear to my heart. I think what they do is just incredible, and I think it was a much-needed inversion into the populace of South Jersey, or anywhere, but especially here. And we're thankful, and I know there's a lot of people that are thankful for the program that they have and that they so genuinely from their heart support. I think it's wonderful, and, the ashes of tragedy comes something that no one could believe is this wonderful. And people that have a heart like the Elliott family and give back, it gives me goosebumps just to be with these people. And they're very special.
Yes, they are. So we welcome today Bill and Muriel Elliott, two of my favorite people.
Nice to be here.
How are you today?
We're doing great.
You're doing great. We're here.
We're here.
We're here, Bill. We woke up this morning. We're all right. And with them joins Christine, who takes care of and runs the special events for the Hero Campaign.
Hi, how are you?
Christine D'Alessandro. It's nice to see you.
It's good to see you as well. Thanks for having me.
Yes, certainly. And we have all kinds of things going to be happening here. We're going to talk a little Hero. We're going to talk a little Hero Teeny. And this is where I want everyone to hang tight. Listen, go grab something to drink, go grab something to eat, and it's healthy, of course. And I want you to all listen to what we're going to do. We're going to name a new Hero Teeny. A Hero Teeny is born today here.
It's a happening.
It's a happening today, and we are really excited. So hang in there, and we're going to ask you to give us a call in today and name our Hero Teeny. We want a little bit of your support. At 2:30, we're going to have Conscious Cooks calling in with, they are now actually preparing meals for my clients that are healthy, plant-based, full of protein, yet plant-based. They're going to be calling in at 2:30. And at the 3 o'clock hour, we have Cindy Fersh, the owner-publisher of the short local news magazine, to enlighten us on what's happening in and around South Jersey as she comes in and she celebrates today. And she's going to be the first to get the scoop on the new nutritional Hero Teeny. So it's going to be a healthy one, guys. So think it, put your thinking caps on.
We want healthy heroes.
We need healthy heroes. We've had enough of anything else. Oh, my goodness. So, okay, guys. So it's just a pleasure, certainly, to have you. You know, we've crossed each other's paths many, many times, certainly, in the area. But I got you right here now. So, and especially you, Muriel, I got you here.
It's hard to pin me down.
It is hard to pin her down. Oh, my goodness. For sure. But a little background on Hero, you know, I'm sure everyone is very familiar with it. But following the death of their son, Ensign John Elliott, who was killed by a drunk driver, the Elliott family established the Hero campaign in 2000, working to ensure no other family should ever have to endure the loss of a loved one due to intoxicated driving. The Hero campaign for designated drivers seeks to end drunk driving tragedies nationwide by promoting the use of safe and sober designated drivers. Our goal is simple, to register 1 million designated drivers and make having a designated driver be as automatic as wearing your seatbelt. And it certainly has. The Hero campaign works with the law enforcement agencies, maintains programs at high schools, colleges, universities, organizes events and promotions at partnering Hero bars and restaurants, and helps promote safe and sober driving at various professional sporting and concert venues. Okay, so there's a little bit of background, but I think we're going to have Bill take it away here and talk to us. And, you know, you guys are the busiest people I know, and I'm busy, but you guys are busy because this just never stops. I mean, there's always something you're doing to keep on with this quest. So,
well, thanks, Nancy. Yeah, we're busy, and we have a program book, which I think Mer brought here.
Yes.
And if you look through that program book, mm-hmm. it gives you a sense of what we've mm-hmm. been up to for the last 18 years mm-hmm. now. In fact, this is almost the 18th anniversary. I think it was the 21st of October in 2000 when we officially kicked off.
Mm-hmm. And isn't the run the 21st this year? It happens to fall on the 21st again.
And we also, at the same time, pushed for the legislation that's known as John's Law, which was passed and enacted in August of 2001. And that requires police to impound the cars of anyone arrested for DUI for, I think, up to 12 hours. Mm-hmm. And so that what happened to our son can't happen to anybody else, certainly in New Jersey. And believe it or not, every year, there are 30,000 cars towed under John's Law, which means there's 30,000 people arrested for DUI in New Jersey every year, which gives you some sense of the magnitude when you multiply that times 50
yeah.
states of the fact that people are still getting in their cars and driving while intoxicated. And you would think, with all the information not only that we've given out, but that all the laws and all the advertising from the federal government, that people would know better, but there's something about drinking that people enjoy and then mm-hmm. saying, I guess I'm okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that the guess I'm okay part is the part we've got a problem with. Not the drinking and having a good time, but just being safe when you get a ride home.
Yeah.
So that's what the Hero campaign is about. We think we've taken a positive approach,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's appealed to all the different audiences that we deal with that you mentioned, both yeah. you know, young people, college students, high school students, parents, law enforcement, we work with NFL and Major League Baseball teams, as you mentioned, and the Eagles, unfortunately, are not one of those teams because they already have a program with Budweiser, but up at Foxborough, Local people may not like hearing that one of our best partners are the Patriots.
That's okay by us, Bill. That's all right.
But they have been, for 10 years, have set NFL records signing up the most designated drivers at their Gillette Stadium with our program, with the Hero
Campaign. That's pretty incredible.
So we're pretty proud of that. And we have an event coming up, as you mentioned, on the 21st, next Sunday. It's the 8th annual Hero Walk and the 2nd annual Hero Run. We added a 5K run last year, and Christine can probably give you a lot of the details because she's really focused on that run. But lots of people show up, young and old, families. This year, I think we're predicting better weather than we had last year.
That's right.
We got a little inundated. Last year was great for the grass, but not so good for the Hero Walk. But
no, I think you're going to be okay this year.
And I believe, if I've got this right, that your hero Teenie is going to be featured, your new...
That is so exciting.
Adler special.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, that's so exciting, and this is unfortunately the 1 year that I will not be there because we'll be in Italy. But I'm going to have my hero Teenie shirt on the 21st, guys.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
I'm going to be here in
You
spirit,
can start so. The hero campaign in Italy.
I will. Oh, yeah. I got nothing else to do, Bill, but that sounds great. Oh, my goodness.
So, Christine, do you want to get into the walk? I know we're going to be talking about the Hero Teenie here. Where do you want to go next?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's talk about the walk. I want to know when, where, who, if they can still sign up. I mean, you know, tell me a little bit about this. This is Christine D'Alessandro, who basically does all the press and whatnot for the Hero.
So the Hero Walk, this is the 18th year for it, but the run was added for the first time last year, and we just thought it was another way to engage people, a different demographic of people. And I don't think there's anything better than October in Ocean City, personally. So what a great venue to be out and walking and also running. The run last year, we had challenging weather, but we had people who still came out despite that, whether they were running in memory of someone or they just wanted to support the campaign. And we had two great finishers in Jeremiah Lowe and Carrie Merritt, both of whom I believe are coming back this year. To run it again because they had so much fun, and they're bringing more people with them, which is our hope, that people come out, whether it's their first 5K or they're active runners. And it is a nice 5K. It's flat. It's on the boardwalk, which is very forgiving on the joints.
It's beautiful. It really is perfect.
Yeah.
The boardwalk is the best because, again, as you said, there's no it gives.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And it's just the weather's looking good as well. And this year, the first place male will receive a $100 gift certificate to Olympia Sports, in addition to the fame and glory, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the first place finisher will receive a $100 gift certificate to the sneaker shop.
The first place woman.
Woman.
Yeah. The first place woman.
Woman, sorry. And the man is Olympia. So we have two great gifts in addition to just winning a great race and supporting the Hero Campaign. And you can register for the run. Now, if you register for the run, you're automatically registered for the walk. You walk, of course, for free. Both of which you can register for at www.herowalkrun.org.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. We recommend registering ahead of time, so all you have to do is show up and become a part of this great event.
And if they decide at the last moment that morning, can they do it in the morning as well?
Absolutely. Everyone's welcome. And I know that some people, their schedules change, things get canceled, and suddenly they're available when they didn't think they might be.
Right.
And so we want to welcome everybody. And it's just a great, great event and so many wonderful people coming together. And we're so glad that you've come in the past.
Yes,
too, and
of course.
Your sponsorship.
Of course. Now, how many are we looking at? I mean, I know we are knee-deep in people when we get there, and it's great fun. And especially the walk, because everybody is there. And, you know, you're walking and you're talking to someone, and then someone else walks up and you're talking to them. And it's almost like a little social hour on your feet, you know, and it just makes it so nice, you know.
Well, we get so many different people coming. Well, first of all, half the concessions are still open on the Ocean City Boardwalk. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Not all of them Nancy Adler approved, I'm sure. But I don't care.
We're coming from the Manco in Memphis.
That's right. That's true.
So that's always a fun. But what's great is that we get a number of victims' families who come out in memory of their loved one with their family and friends. But it's not a somber event. They're celebrating the lives
absolutely.
That were lived. And we also get a tremendous amount of young people. Mm-hmm. Students from area high schools come, whether they're representing their sports teams or their clubs, or they're just coming out with their friends, which is just so important to have those young people out and involved. So hundreds and hundreds of people each year have come, and we're just so excited. We always, there's nothing like a big crowd, and if you see past pictures of our runs, these pictures are amazing because it shows the sheer volume of people who come out and support us.
Oh, my gosh, it is. It's incredible. It's an event.
Yeah.
And it is an event that we look forward to every year. You know, I think people just say, wait, October is the hero runs and the walk. So just, I can't go somewhere. I know I have to be there.
Right.
So for that, you know, alone, it's really terrific.
Yeah. And we're going to have a face painter, and we're going to have a balloon man.
What am I missing?
Who's going to
I can be running with
balloons?
My face painted, Muriel.
That's right.
Something
that good reason not to go to Italy next year.
I don't think there's much a chance of that after listen to this. We won't be screaming.
Well, that's a good point, too. There are a lot of new things, too, that are always being added, which is great. Not only are we going to have face painting, we're going to be serving free samples of your Hero Teeny, which is healthy, mm-hmm. so the runners and walkers will appreciate it. We're also going to be doing a drawing live at the award ceremony. So all summer we've done this Highway Heroes campaign
mm-hmm.
where we've had these army of volunteers, young people, going around Cape May and Atlantic counties, and if they see a hero decal on a car, they put a thank you card under the windshield
mm-hmm.
with a gift card from a local restaurant.
Oh,
it's our
nice.
Way of saying thank you.
Yes.
It gets the kids involved. And everyone who was found, all of those motorists, were automatically eligible to enter a raffle
mm-hmm.
where we give big grand prize giveaways from
yeah.
Tropicana Resorts and Hard Rock. And we're going to be pulling some of those winners live at the run and the walk mm-hmm. as well, which just adds another
it really
extra
does.
Excitement, extra fun.
But, you know, and we say we're having this walk, we're having this run, and the children are coming to it. But think about what you're also, the message you're sending them. You're sending them the message of being healthy, and you're sending them the message that this walk is of health and exercise is connected all to you know, our where we are and our society. And so for that, I think kids are looking that exercise is a good thing.
Yes.
And, you know, they love it. So, and there's a lot of local businesses who have a team and they sign up.
Right.
I did it a couple of years ago as well. So they have everyone
well, we hope everyone will come out. We know there's lots of things in people's lives that they can do.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a fun one on the Ocean City Boardwalk. And as Christine said, we can't think of a better location than Ocean City. They're like a second home to us.
Yeah.
And we've had great turnouts in the past and mm-hmm. are looking forward to one this year as well.
I'm pretty sure.
Hope that all your listeners will come.
Yes, for sure. And, okay, so Muriel, what are you doing that day? I know I see you around. You're smiling. There was a big bear, like a stuffed bear one day, 1 year.
Was the Wonder Bear.
The Wonder Bear.
The Wonder Bear from Gillian's. They support us every year. They have an event. They give a lot to charities, and they have one specific day every year that they take a certain amount of the proceeds from the rides, and they donate it back to charities,
mm-hmm.
and we are one of their charities, so
yeah.
we're very appreciative of that.
Oh, well, yeah.
And the Gillian family is very special to us. They've been very wonderful over the years and very, you know, giving
supportive.
Back to the community as always.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, totally supportive. And that's that, you know, our community is small, but it's tight.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, it's small, but it's tight. And from Atlantic City to Ocean City to whatnot, you know.
And, you know, it's interesting. We talk about the people that are coming that have lost their children mm-hmm. to drunk drivers, but everyone is affected by alcohol in some way. Their family, like when we go out to speak, we say, do you know anyone that has been killed by a drunk driver or, you know, has problems in their family with alcoholism? And
sure.
practically everyone in the room raises their hand. So I think it's a message that everyone relates to. We know
mm-hmm.
everyone likes to celebrate,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, we like it that the young people are involved because we see them getting the message. I mean, seeing Christine out at the farmer's market with the young people there, it touches my heart.
Yes, it does.
Well, you know, our granddaughters have no choice. Anna and Nora, they have been recruited into the hero campaigns. They've got hero blood, hero campaign
That's
blood.
Right.
Tattoos.
But Christine's kids have also, they're always with her.
Yeah.
Joseph and Olivia, and I think they kind of get a kick out of it too. The kick of it is the fun things we can do to make a serious point.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That make it interesting even for our children.
And have it relate to the children as well.
Which is really how we came up with the Hiratini, because we were down in Florida visiting with friends of ours, the Capaldis, who we love and have been on our board and supported us
great people,
the very beginning. And we just got to laughing because we were at this one restaurant and they had all these crazy names for mocktails. And we thought, well, wouldn't this be a great idea and a fun thing, because that makes everyone feel part of the occasion, even if you have a mocktail. You're
so this
still
is
having
how the mocktail
fun.
Was born,
that's how
basically.
It was started,
yeah,
right?
You
can still be part of the party.
Yes. Yeah. That's such an identification. Look, my husband hasn't drank, and we talked about that. You know, how many times is someone that doesn't drink go somewhere and it's kind of, okay, I guess I'll have a soda, or
right.
I guess I'll have a club soda, or whatever. You know, and it's kind of, it's okay, but to them, they want to be a little closer to the party. And
I want my cocktail in a nice glass. I don't want just a Coke.
Really? With a straw.
With a straw. I want some fruit there.
Right.
And I want some fancy.
I want it to look nice, too.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think what's amazing is what you've done to strike a balance between people that and restaurants and bars that sell alcohol for part of their or most of their profit, yet they've partnered with you and they've shown that the individual and the person is just as important, if not more, than the bottom line with them. You know, to push this initiative and your cause, and I think the people that promote the Hero campaign are very, very important and should be congratulated also, because they make it happen in their establishments. And the other thing I think you've done that my wife touched on just before is you remove the stigma of the person that doesn't drink is some kind of, you know, not part of everything. They are a hero. And I think that's so neat what you've done in that respect. Because I'm one of those people. You know, I still live in this world, and 25 years in the bar business and 25 years not drinking, it's really interesting to see both sides. But I wish this program was around when I was out there, because I can say that it would have been, you couldn't put a value on it. I really think it's that wonderful. I just do. And I look at it from another perspective, because I am out there all the time. And, you know, we go places and people drink, and I see it all, and I'm part of it, but yet I don't. You know, and this is just, it's just a wonderful thing you do.
Well, we say that the designated driver is the life of the party. And that has a double meaning, because not only are they important to keep people safe, but they can also have the fun and keep everyone
well, it seems to me it's
safe,
even
so
more
they can have
acceptable
fun.
Like on a girls' night out kind of thing. You know what, it's not I need to have a drink, it's there's a pretty glass and there's something there that could be for me, and I don't mind driving. In fact, someone will be like, I'm driving, you know, because it now is almost, I don't know, acceptable. I you know, it's crazy, but it's almost embraced. You know.
Or sometimes I go out with my girlfriends once a month. We've been together for 30 years or more. And sometimes I feel like having a glass of wine. Sometimes I don't. You know, it's just the mood that I'm in. So having a Hiratini just doesn't make you feel like you're not part of it, too,
right.
As we said before.
Right.
But part of the fun of the Hiratini is coming up with a name for your Hiratini. And I'm looking through our cookbook that we
and
came
you,
up
you
with.
You were a celebrity judge, so you were part of deciding who the winners were last year.
That's right. And the winner last year was...
From Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yeah.
I forget the name
of
the drink.
They were the Nojito.
The Nojito.
Oh, that
and
was really good.
And it tasted just like a Mojito, and people couldn't believe it didn't have alcohol.
I couldn't believe it, because when we sampled each one of them to make our decision. And when I picked that up and tasted it, I said, I think there's maybe alcohol. I think mural, somebody slipped up. Because you cannot tell the difference, you know, so that kind of thing. But
well, some of the names, and maybe this will get our audience inspired to, of course, we're going to have to taste this, and then we'll,
yes, we are,
we'll tell them. But I liked some of the names. One of my favorite was Mint to Get You Home. That was from Vagabond.
That's cute. Yeah.
And very clever.
And a teacher created that, one of their bartenders.
Mint to Get You Home.
She said,
cute.
It's always good to be punny, and they really did a great job with that.
Very good.
I like the Berry Sobertini.
Yeah.
It was from Resorts.
Yes.
And Dennis.
And then there was one that was,
that was
looked
bar
like
one.
A Bloody Mary. What was that called, Bill? You showed it to me when we just...
Oh, that was Vagabond.
The,
or not Vagabond.
It was Johnny.
Like Johnny.
The Coagulated Mary.
Coagulated Mary.
That was the talk of it. That was,
which looked like a heart attack. In
I'm telling you, I looked at it, and
which was why all the guys loved
Bill,
it.
Here's what was funny. I when I went to sip it, everybody down the line, all the other judges looked at me like, Nance, there's a hamburger on there. There's some, you know. And I said, hey, look. I got to take one for the, you know, I got to do it. So,
here's the picture.
It was so notable that we gave it a special award.
Yes.
So cute. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Last scene going into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey over a week ago. ABC's Ian Panel's outside that consulate.
President Trump has said he won't jeopardize a multi-billion dollar arms contract with the Saudis. That is still going to go ahead. But if they are found guilty of either abducting or murdering Jamal Khashoggi, then there will be severe consequences. Meanwhile, the Saudi stock market appears to have suffered. It remains to be seen, though, how lasting this is.
More than a dozen deaths from Hurricane Michael. Search crews looking for any survivors trapped in the rubble in nearly destroyed Florida coastal areas. Of these, President Trump comments last week about rising interest rates.
I think the Fed is out of control. I think what they're doing is wrong.
White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow.
President, again, let me say this, has never interfered with Fed independence, and he has said so.
On ABC's This Week, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WOND Pleasantville.
If you would like a nutritional consultation with Nancy Adler to help you reach your weight loss and fitness goals, call her at her Linwood office at 609-653-4900 or visit her at www.nancyadlernutrition.com. And here's your host, Nancy Adler.
Okay, we are back. News Talk 1400 WOND. Coming to you live from Linwood, New Jersey, the Manco & Manco studio. And I smell cookies.
All right. Muriel.
I'm looking at cookies.
This is called Nancy Adler Nutrition Live. I smell cookies, Muriel.
Well, everywhere I go, I have to explain.
You notice they're right in front of Franz.
Well, they are.
I'm not letting them go.
Well, I just have to say that one of the entrants that we had in the Hiratini was called John's Chocolate Chip Delight.
Oh,
and the reason, and she was a winner. She was our best
that
bartender.
That was the prettiest
from the
wind. Blue.
Yes.
It was blue drink.
It was very pretty.
Yes.
Very pretty.
Yes.
And the way she came up with that is because she knew that I sent chocolate chip cookies to John at the Naval Academy. And he was very popular.
From the smell
when
of them, I bet he was.
When the arrival came. But anyway, I know how much Franz likes cookies. He likes my cookies.
He's a cookie monster. He does love your cookies.
I think we should pass those around. If you want to pass those around, if you can share them. Can you
share? He'll share with us, Muriel. You know, you're a heck of a baker. I know that. I know that you are. So these have got to be, and I'm definitely tasting
them. Well, remember, I grew up in Central Pennsylvania, home of pot pies and
corn pone sticks.
And chew-fly pies.
Oh, my gosh.
Delicious.
You're a heck of a cook.
Really, really good baker something.
Oh,
way.
My God. Bill, you must run around the block like 3 or 5 times because she's a dynamite cook. So.
She had me at the corn pone sticks.
So, oh, my gosh. Let's take a break and let's see who the show is made possible by.
Okay, let's talk about a great law firm in Atlantic County called Bellucci Law. Bellucci Law specializes in cases involving personal injury, workman's compensation, and bankruptcy. Bellucci Law has been practicing in Atlantic and Cape May County for more than 28 years. They have an impeccable reputation. Bellucci Law Bruno Bellucci and his associate, Jackie Carney, and most of his professional staff at Bellucci Law use their knowledge and years of experience to handle your case with sensitivity and integrity. You're special at Bellucci Law. Don't just sit around and worry. Bellucci Law, call Bellucci Law for a free consultation. The office is located at 1201 New Road, Suite 138 in the Cornerstone Building in Linwood, New Jersey.
Okay. And okay. Who's the other one there? Uh-huh. Our next guest that's coming in.
Our next guest coming in.
Cindy Fish.
Our neighbor, Cindy, who has Shore Local News Magazine. This is South Jersey's new community connection, featuring the people, the places, and the events that make our area a great place to live and visit. Shore Local contains local news and views from the top columnists that live right here in our community. You can grab your free copy at any of 350 locations throughout Atlantic County and North Cape May County. Or you can flip through the pages at theshorelocalnews.com. Follow Shore Local News on social media and for daily features, events, and happenings. Shore Local is all the local all the time. You can also read Nancy Adler's nutritional column in Shore Local Magazine, which is a great tip every week from your host, Nancy Adler. Okay.
Thank you. All right, before we get on to tasting the Hero Teeny, we have Michelle and Kayla on the line, our conscious cooks. Hello, girls. How are you this week?
Hi, we're good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're here with Christina and Franz and Muriel and Bill.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. What's cooking?
So this week we wanted to talk about what's cooking. We wanted to talk about what is cooking. We're doing a Prepare Meals program, and that started. We launched it off last week, and this week is our first week of deliveries. And as Nancy knows, we have a lot of our clients that are ordering from us as well. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to give people a little information on how they can go about ordering from us, and then some information on our menu for ups. Unfortunately, or actually, you can still order for this week up until midnight tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to announce on the air today our menu for the following week.
Okay. And Michelle, before you read off the menu on our approved meals, our plant-based meals, how can they contact you?
So you can actually email your order to orders@consciouscooksnj.com.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is email us what the quantity is of what meal you would like, if you are Nancy Adler's client, and if you'd like it delivered, or however you want it to get to you. And then we will send you a receipt once we get that, and then you can just place your order through that email.
Right, and you don't have to be my client to be able to order these meals as well.
No, we have types of meals, so yeah.
Yeah, they're just approved by me nutritionally, so anyone on my program can grab one of these meals and know that they can stay on their on my program.
Exactly.
So yeah. So it's orders at conscious cooks. What was NJ?
NJ.com.
Orders at conscious cooks.
Yep.
Okay.
Cooks plural.
Is it plural cooks?
Yeah, plural cooks, because there's two of us.
There's two of us, so we're plural.
So if I wanted to order, mm-hmm. I could get that, if I can't remember the website, if I'm driving in the car or something,
right.
You could go to your website,
yes,
Nancy?
You can. Well, not to my website, but where you can go is to my Facebook page, Muriel.
Okay.
Nancy Adler Nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see the menu, and you'll see all the selections. What I would say is even go on to Conscious Cooks right on Facebook, and you can message them, and then they'll get your order just that way as well.
So you can text them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's all different ways. And if worse comes to worse, you get in touch with me and I'll get the order.
Right.
For them, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you were on Instagram or Facebook, both of them have a button that you can send us an email directly from there.
Right. At Conscious Cooks on Facebook.
You don't have to know the email address.
Yeah. Okay.
Is this like ordering a pizza? I mean, you order dinner and somebody shows up?
It is. Here's how
You don't have to meet them down the corner. Or
no, it's
we'll
not
meet
a secret
at the
behind the
we'll
alley.
We'll meet you at the shopping center.
Though.
We're in the gray van.
No. We like to get this out here, but it is that. It is they're going to order meals. They're approved. You know they're healthy. You know they're plant-based. But you know there's enough protein in there to be able to stay full. And if you're on a weight loss program, it'll help you to lose weight. So you'll order them ahead of time, and then you'll go pick them up, or they will deliver them to you.
This
so.
Is Conscious Cooks, not Papa John's. I think that's what Bill
I hope not. Heard. Yeah, I hope not.
So when you say you can pick them up,
yes.
Where can you pick them up? Where are the pickups,
Michelle?
Well, for all of your clients, they'll be at your office at the building.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're working on some pickup locations, so we're basically just delivering, and it's easy for us right now. So.
To deliver. So they'll deliver. Also, at my office in the Cornerstone, and I can explain to you where that is, we have a common refrigerator in the executive suite area. And my clients will be able to pick them up there. But if you let me know that's easy for you, we'll put them in there as well. Okay? Because you brought cookies.
Right. And they have no calories.
They have no calories. I smell them. I'm getting calories smelling these cookies.
Somehow I don't think they're going to make it to the refrigerator.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Buy a refrigerator.
So what's on the menu this week, Michelle? Kayla? Is Kayla with you or no?
Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
What's on the menu, girls?
This current week, we have a lentil soup with veggies and sweet potato. Mm-hmm. We have a meatloaf, and of course, all of these are plant-based, so there's no actual meat in the meatloaf. It's made from chickpeas and lentils.
Very good.
We have an eggless egg salad, which is made with tofu rather than egg.
That's one of my favorites. You should taste that.
Really?
You think you're eating egg salad. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so good. It's actually better than egg salad.
It is
and what
so
is it
good.
Called?
What's it called, Michelle?
It's an We call eggless. It an eggless egg salad.
Oh,
so other
okay.
than just the way that it looks, it really looks a lot like egg salad. The texture similar.
But the base you're using a tofu.
Correct.
And no mayonnaise, probably.
No, it's actually a hummus and then mixture of spices rather than mayonnaise.
You can't tell. Wow. I had it on a lettuce. They brought it into me on a lettuce. And you could use it on a pita if you want to. But you've got no meat there. So if you're watching your cholesterol and whatnot, and you still want to stay full, there is enough protein. And that's where we got together so that, you know, I could say, this is enough protein. Go ahead and do it. So there's creativity on their part. They create the meals. I have nothing to do with that. We just sit down and talk about how much protein is involved there. Is it enough so that someone will stay full?
Great thing is that they really cross that line. If it's healthy, but it tastes good. That's
it does.
The cool thing about
it's,
it.
It's really good. You won't
you
be able
really,
to tell.
Yeah.
You won't be able to
and
tell.
And I'm one of those guys. And
to just
it
eat
tastes
cookies.
Good, that food. I'm telling you. It tastes good. It tastes like what it's supposed to.
Yeah.
What you think it's supposed to be.
That's right. It's great. What else is on there? Okay, so we have our eggless egg salad. What else?
Mm-hmm. Black bean quinoa Buddha bowl. We're doing a... jackfruit carnitas street tacos.
Okay.
Which we've brought the jackfruit in before. That's going to mimic like a pulled pork.
Okay. Tell everybody what jackfruit is.
Jackfruit, actually, it is a fruit. It's not grown locally. It is an imported fruit. And it kind of resembles like a huge melon, like an oblong cantaloupe sort of. And it's the actual meat that's inside the fruit. So there's like little seeds and pods. You kind of take those out, throw them away, and then it's the meat. We actually purchase it canned and organic, but it when you take it out of the can, it almost looks like big pieces of tuna fish, and you break those up, and they shred very easily.
And it looks like shredded. It looks like pork. I mean, the way that you season it, and it looks like you're eating a pork slider. I mean, when you deliver, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very good. And we recently made the barbecue jackfruit, the barbecued version, which will be on the following week's menu for an event, and. A lot of people really were convinced they thought that they were eating pork.
Right.
Yeah. and then we also have a baked tofu quinoa bowl with broccoli. Now, most of those items will be going forward into the next week's menu as well. A lot of, you know, whatever was very popular this week, we're going to carry over into next week as well. And then in addition, next week, we are having a Thai coconut soup on the menu.
Very good.
And... a hummus veggie wrap and a sweet potato chili.
Oh, boy.
So, and then we're doing the jackfruit again, but in a barbecue version on the menu. And then we're also going, we have some requests. We're going to be offering the soups and the stews in bowl size and a pint size. So
they can have for a couple of nights.
Size as well.
Yeah, they can have it for a couple of nights. Now, keep in mind, you know, you're hearing potatoes and you're hearing there's not a lot of carbohydrate in here. Again, there's a balance. As we sat down and looked at it, we made sure there is a perfect balance distributed through each meal. So that's the problem with vegans, vegetarians. They tend to sometimes go toward too many carbohydrates, you know, because they just don't know what to eat. So proper education is very important when you're going to make that commitment to be a vegetarian or a vegan. You know, you have to know what you're doing. The girls make it easy for you. And again, I help to make it easy as far as the balance and not overdoing one thing than another. So these are really, you know, coming a long way now. You know, there's no reason you can't stay on your healthy eating plan anymore.
Yeah, trying to make it easy for everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, and I don't want to forget to mention one thing that will be a constant on our menu is our anti-inflammatory ginger tea.
Ginger tea, yes. It's anti-inflammatory, and that's one thing we want to get inflammation out of the body. So, perfect. Okay, that sounds great. We're going to taste our Hero Teeny now, and we're going to eat a cookie. Just so you know, Michelle. I don't think they're vegan either.
Just have one.
All right, ladies. Well, thank you for calling us this week, and we'll talk again next.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank
bye,
you,
everyone.
Girls. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, here we go.
Okay, drum roll.
I'm going to drum roll.
This is the big reveal.
She don't have a drum roll.
All right, that's all right.
Okay, so we're going to taste our, I'm going to call it a nutritional Hero Teeny.
She can do that applause again if she wants.
What is that applause? She's doing it by,
yay!
Okay.
So this is a healthy Hero Teeny.
It is.
Healthy Hero Teeny.
Yes, and I've created this.
And we can't name it till we try it.
We can't name it till we try it. And then I'm going to talk about what's in it. So everybody raise your glass. Everybody write down this number, 609-927-1100.
Cheers.
And we're going to give the recipe here.
And it looks so fancy.
Fancy schmancy.
Fancy Nancy.
Okay, Phil.
Salud.
Salud. Salud. I'm practicing my Italian.
You are.
All right.
Prego. That's all you need to know is Prego.
Not bad at all. What do you think, Muriel?
I love it.
It's got a certain...
Taste some little cheese?
Taste some coconut or pineapple.
Yes,
and
you do.
A little pina colada.
Yes, you do.
See, I love anything coconut.
You like coconut? Well, then I picked the right one because this is a coconut.
It really is good.
This is great. So there's going to be pictures. You'll be able to see them up on the Hero Facebook. What is it? Hero Campaign? Or how is that posted on Facebook?
Hero campaign.
So you could see that up on Facebook, and I'm going to get it on to Nancy Adler Nutrition and Nancy Adler Nutrition Live, my two Facebook. So let's talk about what's in them.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I can see some things, some chia seeds.
Okay.
Which I love.
We've got about a half a teaspoon of chia seeds.
I'm going to write this down.
And a clear glass. Okay, there. So half a teaspoon of chia.
Mm-hmm.
I buy everything organic, guys, just so, you know, try to do if you can. We have a one part of pure coconut water. And what I used was it was called Vita Coco. They have it in the supermarket. You can use that if you want to, or any coconut water that they sell. So you can grab. So I'm going to say about a cup of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A cup of 100% natural vanilla seltzer water. I mean, we're talking no sugar here already. We got no sugar happening. Okay.
Wow.
Mm.
And it tastes sweet.
It does. Well, we're not finished yet, but it's not going to be real sweet.
Mm-hmm.
We got a half a cup now. Okay, so this is the only that has a half a cup of pure pineapple juice with no high fructose corn syrup. And you want to really make sure that it doesn't have the high fructose corn syrup because this is where the problem comes in with sugars, okay? Mm. I like Dole makes a good one that is unsweetened. Yeah.
Okay.
Or Lakewood. They're both very good.
Wow.
Okay, and we put a little blueberries in there, but you can put anything. So the reason that I chose this, number one, the coconut water is very hydrating. Remember, it replaces. So if you are an athlete or whatnot, this is going to be perfect after your run, after your walk, especially in the summer months. Okay, the vanilla seltzer just caps you off with a little bit of fizz, although we didn't just do that. It's already been mixed, but this would be a little fizzier, okay? And the pineapple just gives it that little bump. It's also hydrating, and it also has beta carotene, and it also has fiber in there.
Whoa.
So we've got a big heavy hitter here with three simple ingredients, okay? And I love the chia seed for antioxidant and the blueberries for antioxidant. Mm-hmm. And then I put a little mint.
And it makes it look so pretty.
France, I'm with you. It tastes good.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate
test. You know,
test.
I think this tastes good. This is a winner.
Do you like it?
I love
Absolutely.
It. I really
Woo,
love it.
Where's my claps, Holly?
Yeah.
Let's have that
really
applause again.
Holly, claps, applause.
Yeah. Claps,
so that's our recipe, and I'll put it up and... Here, you can have that so you know the recipe.
I love it.
And we could do it that way. But so we need names. I told you everything that's everything is in there. Okay, yeah. We have to have a cookie. Are you going to dunk it? I'm Italian. No. You dunk. You want
I'll
any?
Take one. Are you kidding me?
If my dad was here, Dad, you'd be dunking these cookies.
I had one this morning, so I better not eat another one.
Oh, she's so good. She's so good. All right.
Plus yesterday when I made them, I...
Oh, Rachel's on the line. She's going to... give us an idea of what she thinks our healthy hero teeny should be. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for listening. Any ideas for us?
Nancy's Neutrini.
Oh, my God, that's so cute.
Nancy's
Neutrini.
Neutrini.
That's cute.
That is cute.
That is cute. Okay, love it. Cindy
All
Fersh
right,
is in the house. That is really clever, Rachel.
I'm writing these down.
Yeah, that was from a great friend that's pretty clever, so I had to call it in.
Thank
Nancy's
you so much. Nancy's Neutrini.
All right, good luck. Good luck to call.
Thank you. We hope you can taste this, and I believe
it's going to taste it. It sounds delicious.
Are you going to the Hero Walk or Run?
I might have to try.
You need to go because it's going to be there, and you're going to be able to sample it. So, thank you.
I'm going to have to.
Thanks for calling us,
Rachel.
All right,
ladies. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cindy Fersh is in the house, our Sure Local lady.
Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Cindy.
Thanks for having me.
Listen, you just walked in on the party.
All right. I love parties.
You just walked in. We have cookies and we have...
This looks so good.
That one's for you.
All right.
The nutritional.
It is delicious.
Wow.
It is so good.
That's fantastic.
We're celebrating life.
We need more names, though. I think
we
that was
callers.
A great name, but we need more names.
That's cute. That's really cute. So, again... if you're just tuning in, we have coconut water. We have vanilla seltzer. Remember, no sugar isn't really anything. The only thing that has sugar is a natural sugar. And try to get an unsweetened pineapple, but you can use a regular pineapple juice if you'd like. Just make sure it has no high fructose corn syrup. There's many of them. Again, Lakewood and Dole both make no high fructose corn syrup. So it's a natural kind of product. Chia seeds, blueberries, and a little sprig of mint. So...
we're having company Friday night. I'm going to serve this.
Oh, and you know what? Put lots of ice, too.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't have the ice here.
Yeah, but I'm going to put it in a big wine glass, too.
Okay, take a picture. I'm
yeah,
see
I will.
Nancy, this is delicious.
Is it good?
It is really
so
good.
Good.
It is
I'm
really good.
I'm surprising you guys.
I love it.
Yeah, I would pay a lot of money for this.
Ooh, I'd get better. Okay, let's see. Do I hear what? I don't know. What do I hire? 100? All right, we're good. Wait a minute. We got somebody else on the phone. Is it Maisie? Mazi from Linwood. How are you?
I'm good.
You have a name for our nutritional hero, Teeny?
Yeah.
Okay. What we got?
Okay, so we think that you should name it the Advertini.
Advertini.
Okay, very cute. Very nice. I wish you could taste it, but you're going to the Hero Walk or Run, so you can taste
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I am.
Great.
Aww.
That's fantastic. You're going to have a blast, but you can taste it there.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We got two names down. What do you think, Cindy?
It's fantastic, and I'm so excited about it because I really try to stay away from sugar and high fructose corn syrup.
That's right.
And it's delicious.
We know so much now.
Delicious.
Right? And it's hydrating.
Yeah.
So, and I know Cindy, I see her running in the neighborhood. So when you're finished and you want to hydrate a little bit, this will do the trick.
Fantastic.
Now, if you want to, here's the other trick. You can flip this up a little bit. Let's say you feel a little bloated. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just one of those days. I had too much sodium for dinner. Maybe you went out to dinner. Cucumbers in here. Slice up your cucumbers, throw them in. It now will become a diuretic. So that'll flip it up a little bit for you.
So. That would give it an interesting taste, too. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Olivia has an idea for our hero, Teeny. Hello, Olivia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're drinking. We're eating cookies. We're having a great time here.
That's good.
Yeah.
I had an idea for the name, the Health Hito.
Okay. Say it again. The Health.
The Health Hito.
The Health Hito.
I like that.
That's very cute too. These are some really, we've got some clever people out there.
Very clever.
That is perfect.
I got one, Nancy.
Okay.
Smartini.
Smartini?
Smartini.
Smartini. Okay.
This is tough. I like them all.
That's great. Olivia, you'll be able to taste it at the walk, the 21st.
Yeah.
That's right. She's like, yes. You're the best. Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling in today, Olivia.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, honey.
This is getting harder and harder.
It is. But here's the thing. Who's going to pick the name out? Because I'm just going to sit here and wait. We're going, Muriel or Bill, you guys.
Don't look at me. You, I'll leave it up to Murr.
No.
Yeah,
this
I think
is too hard.
I do believe that Muriel will be maybe calling this at the end here.
I don't know. I don't think I can call it because I'm so enamored with the name that we came up
with. And we really need to hear that.
Okay.
Are you going to tell us? 4 minutes.
All right.
Okay.
Bill, do you want to? No.
This is so funny in here because we have no alcohol in here, guys. We are the happiest bunch of people on air today that I've seen on TV, on radio for a long time. We are drinking hydration.
Okay. I think
how good
Christine, will you join in with me if I sing the name?
isn't she going to play the song?
Yeah, but okay. First I'm gonna sing it, and then we're gonna play the song.
Okay, wait. Why don't you hold it for a second?
Okay.
We got another one.
All right. Another name.
We have a caller.
Oh, great.
We got another
right.
name. Okay. This and I don't want to. Shane's
Shanaz.
Okay, from Linwood. Welcome. Welcome, Shanaz.
Yes.
Hello there. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing so good, honey. How about you?
We are doing great here. We are so happy to hear from you. Have you been listening to the show today?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And you heard about the Healthy Hero Teeny?
Yes.
It's a new addition.
I'm so much in healthy thing. It's unbelievable.
Well, then you're going to love this.
I live in New Jersey. I would love to call it Jersey Breeze.
Jersey Breeze.
That's nice, too.
That's very nice. Perfect.
I hope you guys like it.
That's a great name.
All right.
But we want you to taste it. Do you live local?
Oh, yes. I live in Linwood.
You live in Linwood. Okay, so you're going to be at the walk.
That is the best thing. That is the best thing because I do lots of exercising.
Mm-hmm.
That gives me very good energy.
So you can have this made in the fridge. As soon as you get home, you can, you know, start to have a few sips of this, and you're going to start hydrating your body and giving your body back something called electrolytes. That's very important that we lose through sweat.
Yes,
you know.
And next week I'll be in the Heroes Walk, and I would love to have some of those out there.
Well, you're going to have them there, I believe. We got a thumbs up from Bill, so I think you're going to have it there.
All right. I can't wait to try it.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you, Shanaz. So we will hopefully see you on the 21st.
Oh, you sure will, honey. I'm dying to go.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Always a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Now we've got Jacob. Yes, we're hearing from a gentleman today. Hi, Jacob.
Hi.
Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can.
All right. I am going to vote for the Hiratina Challenge for the Chia for Mia.
I'm sorry?
Chia for Mia.
Chia for Mia.
Yeah.
Chia for Mia?
I like that.
That's cute. Because you know we have Chia in here.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's
Chia
really cute.
Chia for Mia here at Teeny.
How old are you, Jacob?
15.
Wow. 13.
You're 13.
Are you going to the walk?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to have your hero shirt on. You're going to be ready to rock and roll down that Ocean City boardwalk with a... Whatever, we didn't name it yet, but
yeah.
I have a question. Jacob, have you ever tried a Hero Teeny before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, really? Did you have a favorite that you remember?
Yeah. I had this, like, sugar concoction thing. It was good.
It was good. So this is the opposite of that. This is a healthy version. Doesn't have sugar in it like
it
you're used
good.
To, but it still tastes
it
amazing.
Tastes really good.
It
does.
Really
it does.
Very
yeah.
Good. Well, Jacob, thank you for calling. We're going to look for you on the 21st of October. And thanks for...
Thank you.
That's a great name. Thanks for calling. Okay, we're going over to a break, and we'll be right back.
Live and local radio,